Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Aaron. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Aaron scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. the Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aaron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubs is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aaron. Brock reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Adcock moves to second. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a line drive beyond short. Rogers can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landrum. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Aaron moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock is walked intentionally. Amado Samuel pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Lou Johnson pinch hits for LeMay. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Aaron scores. Aaron scores. Samuel moves to third. It's 4-1, Braves. Don Elston now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to third to get Samuel. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Bell now playing left field. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. Lou Johnson now playing center field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aaron scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.